since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1212. This is your host, Danny Pena, and I just got back from the craziest weekend in a very, very long time. Went to Summer Game Fest. Went there, got to play a lot of games, and got to see people. I did an interview, which I'm going to play here on this episode of Gamertag Radio with Capcom about Street Fighter 6. So stay tuned for that. And the next day, I went with Paris and a couple of my friends. We went to the Xbox and Bethesda Games Showcase. That was streamed all over the web. Great conversation there. Got to see Phil, Sarah Bond, Aaron Greenberg, the whole Xbox team over there. And I had a conversation with Paris after the showcase, and I'm going to play that also here on Gamertag Radio, this episode. Sorry, I haven't really been posting a lot the podcast. I've been super slammed with work, and also it was very tiring going to these events. And again, we haven't been in an event like this in 3 years, I believe, or so. So we did a lot, and by the time it was done, I was already like super tired, you know, and I even lost my voice for like about like 2 days or so. In the future, we're planning to sit down and just talk about the game showcase and the Summer Game Fest overall. We're just going to talk about it with the crew here. I'm going to have Paris on the next episode, but stay tuned. We're going to talk about it. But in the meantime, we're going to play the interview, Street Fighter 6. I have also our discussion about the showcase. In the last part of the episode, I'm going to play a review that I recorded with my brother Nano, and it's about the DX Racer Air series. We talked about the chair and our thoughts about it, so we're going to play that at the end of the episode. So, before we head out, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, listen to our past episode. Or you can find us on any podcast app, just search for Gamertag Radio. And once you find us, make sure to just follow us, subscribe, and spread the word about the show. Plus, post a review, it will help us out a lot to get discovered, so make sure to do that. All right. Now, if you would like to be part of our fan mail segment or episode, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so let's play all the content that I recorded from the event and also the review at the end. Enjoy.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Yeah, so I'm here at Summer Game Fest, and first of all, I got to play Street Fighter, the new Street Fighter 6, and wow, the game is freaking amazing. But we have Jackie here from Capcom. Jackie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Of course. Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm actually senior brand manager over at Capcom USA representing Street Fighter, and excited to talk to you about Street Fighter 6 today.
Yeah, and people are very excited. The line is pretty good right there, right? Everybody's excited to try out the game for the first time. Yeah.
It is exhilarating after all the hard work from the development team and even the US team and themselves, putting all of this together, and then just right after the Guile trailer, you know, the day before in our announcement trailer last week, everyone's just excited to get hands-on. No one expected we would actually have a demo ready by then, but, I mean, here we are.
That was a huge surprise, by the way. So what makes this different than the previous Street Fighter games?
You know, with Street Fighter VI, we're here to kind of push the boundaries in the fighting genre and mm-hmm. actually redefine what makes a fighting game, right? Mm-hmm. You know, for us, it's not just that, you know, innovative, you know, gameplay, new features, elevated features, even from, you know, familiar, you know, kind of modes. Mm-hmm. But even just like that elevated visuals, like you saw mm-hmm. with Powered by the RE engine. We did a little teaser back in February. And mm-hmm. I think another difference with this game as well is that Street Fighter VI is meant to be played by all. We want everyone to enjoy it, which is why we have the inclusion of both classic and modern control schemes. Mm-hmm. So we just feel like everyone has new ways to play and new aspects to kind of feel involved with this game.
Yeah, no, that's good because it feels like you really want to open up for everyone, right? Yeah. There's people that just love the classic controllers, but
yes.
How complicated is the new controllers compared to like the classic controller?
You know, the bigger difference is just simpler inputs.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of trying to memorize complicated combos, exact timings, you're able to actually still have that hands-on experience, interactive experience without kind of that button mashing. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people feel a bit overwhelmed when they start, you know, getting into fighting games. And now that they have that simpler input,
mm-hmm.
people are able to hop on day one, and this is their first time, you know, with a fighting game, that mm-hmm. they're able to actually play back, they're able to block, they're able to kind of, you know, produce the Hadouken, you know, iconic Ryu move. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to see people who are, you know, coming back from like the Street Fighter 2 days mm-hmm. playing against people where they're like, this is my first time, and they're having an actual match. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what we wanted to have that experience embody.
And one thing that stood out to me, because I'm a huge hip hop fan, like,
yeah,
the music, even from the trailer, is that also in the game of like the new music? It feels very different compared to like the previous Street Fighter games.
Yes, there's definitely a lot more hip-hop aesthetics and mm-hmm. elements to this game. And it's almost like we're kind of going back to our roots, right? Mm-hmm. We've always had a history with, you know, hip-hop, working with hip-hop artists. And we yes. just felt like that is just try and true to kind of go all in mm-hmm. with the aesthetics and even the music behind that for this yeah. for this title.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned that because years ago, this is way back, I went to E3 and I went to the Capcom booth and it was Raekwon for Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
He was there. I think he was working on the mixtape for one of the Street Fighter games, I remember. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You guys are still bringing it back, man. So what else you can tell us about the playable characters is in here? I know Ryu, Chun-Li, who's the other two you could like talk about?
Yeah, so we actually now are at our fifth, you know, at announcement. We, you know, of course introduced our, you know, the core, you know, members, which mm-hmm. is, you know, Ryu, Chun-Li, as well as Guile.
Mm-hmm.
And then we entered into the fold the new characters. Luke was actually introduced in Street Fighter V, the tail end of Season 5 Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the, you know, new protagonist of this game. He's going to be a pretty huge feature for this title.
Yeah.
And then you also have Jamie. This is his debut in the announcement trailer, and people have been dying to know more about him.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of has that kind of drunken fighting style mixed in with breakdance fighting almost.
Yeah, that's right. Is that one of your favorite characters, you think, in these?
You know, getting hands on with each of the characters, they all have their kind of unique move sets.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say Jamie's is really fun, and
yeah.
I know you only got to play the game a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But hopefully, if you're able to get back on board on the demo, you'll get to see that not only are there like elements, you know, especially with the new battle mechanics, the drive system that are incorporated,
mm-hmm.
but he has his own kind of mechanics that are unique to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I know it's not playable here, but I know there was like the tour that they show in the
yeah.
trailer. What is that exactly? If you're allowed to talk about that.
Of course.
Yeah.
So with announcement, we kind of went all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Street Fighter VI, again, we were trying to push those boundaries. We're trying to put something new out there for the fighting game genre.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we felt like it would be a disservice to only focus on just fighting grounds.
Yeah.
You know, Street Fighter VI embodies three major pillars, which is World Tour Mode, Fighting Grounds, and Battle Hub.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, let's just put all our cards out. Let's just show what truly defines VI,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll deep dive for later. Now, for World Tour Mode, what I can say is it's a single-player immersive experience
mm-hmm.
Where players are going to be able to interact in the Street Fighter universe with a playable avatar. So we can't wait to even dive more deeper into those details in the future. And then we also have Battle Hub, which is more of our visual lobby where you can kind of communicate, engage, and interact with world warriors from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what we love about this is that even though they're three separate pillars, they all connect to each other.
Mm-hmm. And how this is, I know you guys are going to focus a lot also on esports. That's like the big thing yeah. for, especially from the fighting scene. There's also, and I believe I got this, I'm not 100% if I got this right, but there's also people that are commentators in the esports scene that are also involved with this too.
That
this
is
project?
Correct.
Oh, so I was
I'm
right.
so
okay.
glad you, yeah. So
yeah.
following the announcement trailer, we
yeah.
also revealed our real-time commentary mode. And so this is where as you know, like with Street Fighter, we also have a very active esports program. We have Street Fighter League. We have Capcom Pro Tour.
Yeah.
That's really been supporting our community throughout all the years. Mm-hmm. And so behind that is tournament organizers and commentators and players themselves. And so we just felt like with this new evolution of Street Fighter, we feel like they have to be involved and participate. And so we thought, why not emulate that real-time kind of esports match mm-hmm. by incorporating these guys as voice actors? So when you're fighting against each other, you're fighting in a match, they're actually commentating just like it would be in a actual, like, you know, almost championship, a top eight. You're feeling like you're part of the action.
Yeah, so it's like you're watching a stream, right? Like, and everybody that commentary yeah. the game, something like that. Yeah, that's pretty
exactly.
cool.
Exactly.
And how was it working with the esports commentators, like, to be part of this project? Was that something that, I mean, it's very, very different for Capcom to do that, you know? So.
It was, but you know what? They have been so great to work with. I mean, mm-hmm. we just, you know, recently revealed Aru and mm-hmm. Vicious, and there will be more to come. Mm-hmm. But with Vicious, he just felt like, wait a second, I get to actually be in my favorite video game?
That
like,
is awesome.
He's just like, dream come true, I'm in. Like, yeah. he just heard like maybe one or two lines, he's like, I'm in, yes. So.
And honestly, you guys are the first companies actually to do that, to actually work with the esports commentators, to add them in the game. You know, that's have never happened before. So that's, I'm very glad to see that. Very glad.
Definitely a lot of great feedback, especially from the fighting game community.
Mm-hmm. They're going to love this for
yes.
sure.
Yes. Yeah. So we definitely look forward to revealing more of who else we involved and mm-hmm. who will involve more in, you know, Street Fighter VI.
Yeah, I know now in gaming nowadays, cross-play, cross-progression is something very, very important. Is that something we're going to get to see maybe in the game? Because it's also available on other platforms, or no?
You are correct. Mm-hmm. Street Fighter VI is available on PlayStation, PC, and now Xbox, Xbox, you know, family. We're back in there. So everyone's been, you know, really commenting on that, being like, yes!
Yeah.
So we're excited. Now, as far as diving deep on cross-play, we'll definitely have more details on that coming soon.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that about the game that we're allowed to talk about or no?
You know, I think we covered most of the elements, but what I can say is that, again, we're so excited for any fan, even for first starting out. Mm-hmm. We're truly appreciative of everyone's, you know, positive feedback and reception towards the game, even people who haven't picked up Street Fighter since Street Fighter 2, to the people who just came onto the show floor and they're mm-hmm. like, can I play too? I've never played a fighting game before. Everyone's invited. You know, our core audience, you're here to stay. We love you all. You know.
How's it been the reaction with the Japanese developers? I know they're here. How's it been the reaction seeing people online getting excited because of the announcement and also seeing people here lined up just to play the game at
you know,
the event?
They are just so indescribably, like, without just having some words, that they're so happy to be here. They're so happy that the reactions that they took towards the years of development to create this game, everyone's reacting properly. Like I said, like, having those first-time players asking questions, going toe-to-toe with people that are, like, you know, ex-esports players mm-hmm. getting involved, people that are, you know, long-time, you know, fighting game aficionados getting hands-on and noticing all the little Easter eggs and little intricacies within the battle systems for them.
Yeah.
Seeing that pure joy from everyone getting hands on has been, you know, for them being like everything, all this hard work has been worth it. So,
yeah. Well, Jack, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. And I can't wait for the full release of this game. You know,
yes.
I'm not a huge fighting fan, but I think I could get myself into this now even more. Once I got hands on, I'm like, okay, I'm all in.
So, love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming out in 2023, so we'll definitely have a lot more to release. But very excited to have you on board. Thank you so much for your
all right.
time.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we're live here, Xbox Fan Fest. Paris, your thoughts about Xbox Bethesda Showcase?
I thought it was good. I thought it was solid. The main takeaway I took from this is they're only focusing on over the next year, the next 12 months, and they showed us Redfall and Starfield gameplay, which I think is extremely important, and the value of Game Pass. You're seeing all these titles that are going to be a part of Game Pass over the next 12 months. That's the whole point of it. There's a diverse lineup of games that you're going to be able to play over the next 12 months, and it's pretty exciting.
And we were both wrong for this year only.
Well, Faisal and Abreu. Right, because they did the 12 months, so which makes sense. Yeah, we're both wrong about that. So no Avowed, Fable, Hellblade 2, Perfect Dark, things like that that we know were coming. That's the other, believe it or not, the other exciting part about it.
Yeah.
What they didn't talk about that you know is still coming. You know what I mean? They're only showing us until June of next year, and we're getting Starfield, which was very impressive. Just the scope of what Starfield is going to be really blew me away. Like, I'm sure there's going to be people that see some of the visuals and they're going to nitpick it. I don't need it to be the greatest looking game of all time.
No.
It looks good enough that you're getting this open galaxy exploration discovery game. You can go to all these different planets, but then you're getting the Todd Howard DNA RPG elements at the same time. The factions, the NPCs, the weapons, we saw some combat in there, all that. You can build your own ship. You can build your own outposts on these planets. All these different things we're going to be able to do in Starfield. As I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, I see why you delayed.
I'm going to take my time playing Starfield.
Yeah.
I know people are just going to focus on maybe on the like the story and that's it. But I feel like the game is so large, so big, that I could do side quests, upgrade my character, classes, and everything. So, yeah, I love that they broke down everything, how to customize the character, story, worlds, you were saying. Yeah. So that was cool. And it's a single-player experience. It's not going to be multiplayer.
Yeah.
That's what we know right now, right?
But think about the one comparison that I know a lot of people are probably going to make is to No Man's Sky, because No Man's Sky has kind of built something similar.
Yeah.
But to me, this seems to be taking it, like I said, when you throw in the Bethesda, Todd Howard DNA RPG elements to it, that just takes it to another level, along with the planet discovery and the galaxy and the flying around. Like, there's so many different things and activities you're going to be able to do in Starfield. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so let's talk about a couple of surprises. Riot Games coming to Game Pass. All those games, League of Legends, Valorant. Yeah. I've never played that. I'm going to try that out too. But also, Kojima, also involved with working on this next game with Xbox. I'm trying to think of other stuff that stood out to me. Cocoon looks very cool.
Cocoon, Lightfall,
very awesome. Yeah. Redfall, we got to see gameplay. That. See, the thing I like about this showcase, it was like, 90 to 95% all gameplay presentation.
Yes.
And the part that I love about that is getting community feedback. It's everybody like, we need to see gameplay. And look, they took the feedback.
And that's what they gave.
And then, so I'm pretty impressed. What about you? There was anything like any surprises for you? Oh, and Persona on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, you know, getting Persona. I actually want to take it back to the Kojima thing, because I think the importance, like, of course, Kojima, visionary, you know he's going to make something amazing, but the fact that he wants to utilize cloud technology to create a brand new experience we've never had in gaming, that's the big thing to me that we need to take out of this, is it's an exciting time. So to get someone like Kojima willing to take the risk, backed by the cloud tech that Microsoft has, you know, with Azure, and obviously we know the cloud gaming stuff, but to create something new. That's what excites me. Like, we're going to get something that can't be replicated on local hardware with whatever he's going to kind of create. And hopefully it's a big success. And see other developers do that too. He's going to create this whole new genre that we don't even have right now.
Yeah.
So that really excited me.
You know what? Another game that stood out to me that I'm like, wow, I can play this. I can't wait to play this. Forza Motorsport.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, that was the most impressive thing I saw at the show.
Oof.
Was... that is a true next generation racing simulation.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting ray tracing on the tracks. Like, the visuals are outstanding. Day night cycle, just the level of detail that they're going into that they showed you, you know, with fuel, the tires, obviously all the engine tuning that you're going to be able to do. And you know, there's going to be all the finals so you can do all your custom cars and all that as well. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Very
impressive. I can't wait to try that. Also, I know there was announcements of like expansion packs, DLC for games that are already out now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the presentation overall to me was exciting for the future of Xbox. And all these games that they showed was from now to next year. Were there any other games that stood out to you?
Well, I lightly mentioned Lightfall. Lightfall was one that's interesting. And this is where, again, the value of Game Pass, the best value in gaming,
because
I'm going to continue to say that. This is where Game Pass allows me to try out a game like Lightfall, where it seems to be part farming simulator, part Titanfall, part this RPG exploration game all at once. I'm interested in it.
Very interesting.
But maybe that's something I wouldn't necessarily go run out and buy, but it's on Game Pass, so now I can go try it.
And the crazy part, Paris, is console, PC, now other devices, mobile, us playing Samsung TV, the gaming hub. I think it's going to bring a lot of people in to the...
And that's the
forget point. About the Xbox brand, but I'm talking more like gaming in general.
Yeah, and that's so, the thing people need to take away from this stuff. I know people like to pit Xbox against PlayStation and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It's about the services that are being created and allowing more people to play games. That's the whole point with this. Between, like we said, the cloud tech that powers a Samsung TV or you can play on a mobile device. Obviously, you know, Game Pass has an actual gaming subscription service to allow you access to all these different games. You are allowed multiple choices of hardware where you want to play. PC obviously is a big initiative for them as well. That's the point.
Yeah.
And that's, we saw a glimpse of that today over the next 12 months. What was the thing? Day one on Game Pass, on Xbox, on PC, on cloud.
Hello everyone. Danny live here at Summer Game Fest, and I have my beautiful wife,
hello,
Brianna Manuel Pena. So, Ree,
yeah,
I got to see you and Andrea, yeah, checking out a couple games. What game stood out to you?
What stood out to me? I just played Star Trek, and that was actually really fun. It's a game made by former Telltale devs, and okay, so it's definitely got a lot of that dialogue and, you know, decision-making flavor that we love from Telltale games, but set in the Star Trek universe, so there's a lot of politics and, you know, a lot of preventing war from okay, breaking out, okay, which is pretty cool. I loved Escape Academy.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been saying it's so much fun to play, so explain, how many people could actually play this? Like, this is like more than two, can you play four, let's say, or what?
So I don't know the details, but you can definitely play at least two. I played with Andrew and A, we were playing for What's Good Games, and it definitely feels like a video game version of an escape room. Everything awesome is there, like they give you a pen and paper and say take notes and, you know, make sure that you're working together. There is a time aspect to it, so the pressure is definitely on to like figure out all of these puzzles really, really quickly. And yeah, it was a lot of style and a lot of personality, and I enjoyed it a ton.
You know which game stood out to me so far for the whole show is Street Fighter VI.
I haven't played that yet.
Love Street Fighter VI. Oh my god, I've been using Ryu, and the good thing is you have an option to put a classic control,
yeah,
or modern control. So I've been using classic, you know, the old school guy. So
the modern control, is that the mechanic that makes it a little bit easier for people like
it a little
me
bit easier,
who
yeah
aren't good at fighting games?
Yeah, try it out. Try both.
So how does that work?
Yeah, you could go, when you select your character, you have the choice to pick that if you want. So, but one of the things that I was actually talking with a lot of peers about it. Like, are people going to take advantage of that? Either the classic players, modern players online, or in tournaments? Tournaments, I don't know how they're going to work, but for online, you could do it in a way where playlists only classic control, you know, that type of thing. So you have the option. So I don't see any advantages if it's like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you can choose what pool you're in and like yeah who you're fighting against.
Yeah, there's two new characters, I believe two new characters in the demo that they have here, and yeah, Ryu and Chun-Li.
So, classics. Good.
Classics. Classics, yeah. Anything else to you? Sit up. Anything
yeah
else?
I mean, really, really loved Bear and Breakfast. It's a really cute game where you're a bear and you run a bed and breakfast. It's got a lot of humor in the writing, and there's puns, and you know I love my puns.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed the personality of that game as well. Lots of heart in that game. And, you know, it's nice, it's cozy. You can just kind of like sit back and relax and, you know, chill out and play through that one. And I really, really enjoyed that. But there's so much more to play. There's a lot here.
Yeah, it's a lot. Look, it's a lot of games. And I've just been talking to a lot of people today, so it's been great. So
yeah,
anything else?
No,
good.
Great.
All right, everyone, we're out. Bye.
All right, so now we have my brother, Nano. Nano, what's up?
What is going on?
All the way from Miami, Florida, man. So a quick review here. I know DX Racer, the company sent us a new chair, right? From the Air series, I believe. And I know you've been testing it out now for like over a week. And first thing first, how was the packaging on that?
It was heavy. You know what's funny? It got delivered to my neighbor's house. So when I got the notification, it says, you know, delivered in your house. I look outside. I'm like, oh, man, it's not here. But you had to sign for it. Apparently somebody signed for it and it was my neighbor. So I had to walk over, carry that box, which was like 72 pounds, over to my house. I almost died half a block away.
Oh, my God. It's that heavy, huh?
It was unexpectedly heavy and the wind was pushing it. So it became like from a 70 pound box to 100 pounds. And I quickly realized how out of shape I was.
That is wild. that as well.
But so, the packaging's nice. You know, it comes in a fairly large box. It's not like anything is boxed individually. Mm-hmm. The only thing that comes in its own box is the attachments for the chair, a few of the bolts and nuts. Mm-hmm. And everything else is already pretty much assembled. The armrests are already attached to the main body of the chair. The only thing that you really have to attach is the back panel and the seat. So it's a really easy setup. Like I got it up in about 10-15 minutes.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask you like how long was it for you?
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. You know, just put it together. If you have somebody there to help you, because like I said, the box is heavy because the chair is heavy. It's a really well made product, so it's good materials, and it's something that you'd want help with, but you can't do it by yourself.
Okay. And how was, like, now you built it, you know, I know you played a lot of the PC games and everything. How was that after you got everything all set up and everything?
I used the chair for, when did I get it? About a week and a half, right? It's been like a week and a half that I've had it.
Yeah.
And I've substituted my regular office chair for this. So I do all my gaming and, you know, my 8 hours a day working at my desk. Mm-hmm. It's good and bad at the same time. So I'm not a big dude at all. And my frame just fits this chair, you know, like since it has the hard plastic frame to the back.
Yes.
Somebody with a wider frame would probably bump into those curves that are on the side. And that could get uncomfortable. Like I found myself just fitting in this chair. So I don't know if you were a wider frame of a person, mm-hmm. Cause, and I'm a small guy, you know, I'm 150 pounds, 5'8", just a short dude. You may want to think about getting a different style chair. This Air Series, it's those, you know, racing outlines. So it's really firm. It's really slimming mm-hmm. to the chair mm-hmm. and it kind of just hugs my body just right. But the mesh feels great. A lot of air flowing through it. I don't sweat as much while I'm sitting on it for long periods of time. Like I have my gaming sessions, you know, when I play, it's a few hours. So I didn't get hot at all. I stayed really cool. You know, if you have a cold room, you may want to think about wearing like a hoodie or something because like a lot of air goes through this chair.
Yeah, that's a great thing to hear because look, you live in Miami, so the weather is pretty hot over there, you know, so having a chair.
It does get warm. My computer gets warm since I have the side panel off of my PC.
Yeah.
So a lot of heat comes out of it when I'm, you know, gaming for a long time. For anything over like 2 hours, it starts to get kind of warm. Mm-hmm. But this chair kept me cold on all my gaming sessions.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. So besides that, have you also tested like other people sitting to see if they like it or not, or what? Or was it just only you?
Yeah, you know, the kids, my son who's 13 or 14 now actually. Mm-hmm. And my other son who's turning 11, he's 10. They both sat in the chair, but again, they're smaller frames, you know? Like they sat in the chair just fine. It has good lumbar support and it's not something like in other chairs where it would be a pillow, like a lumbar pillow that you put on your lower back. This has a like plastic a plastic frame in the back mm-hmm. and you can adjust it in height and it's pretty firm. It's like, it's a good quality plastic, but sometimes I find it to be too firm.
Why is that?
It's because it is plastic and it's not a memory foam. There's no, it almost feels like it's hard. You have to get it in the right spot. And after that, there's not much more that you can do on the adjustment side of the firmness. You know, like sometimes I don't like a hard, like something so stiff on my lower back. Mm-hmm.
No, that's good, man. That's good. And do you see yourself, you know, using this for a very long time now that
that you got it? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm probably gonna stick to this for gaming. Like I said, it has good support, and that like that stiff lumbar support is probably better for me when I do long sessions. Mm-hmm. The head cushion is a little bigger than I'm used to, but it fits right on the nape of my neck, so it gives me good support, and it's a little more difficult to adjust than like other chairs that have like little pillows that you can move around. This the only way you could adjust the air cushion is through the back. There's four screws that you could kind of like knobs that you could turn and adjust the height of the air cushion depending on how tall you are. Again, I'm not a tall guy. I'm like, you know, I'm barely pushing 5'9". So I have it at the lowest setting, which is the one that it came with. And the cushion itself, you can kind of adjust it a few notches, like going pushing it up and down.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, Nano, from about the DX Razor? Anything else that people...
If you are going to get this chair, at the price range that it's at, there are a lot of options. You know, this is what, priced at $499, I believe?
Yes, the one that you got, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's also another one that's $519, $469. You know, it all depends on what type of...
This is the Air D7200. There are a lot of options at that price point. So I would say research the frame that you're getting, whether you want mesh or, you know, something of a leather material. Like, all that plays heavily into, like, buying an expensive chair like this.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. That's good.
One thing I do regret, though, is I should have gotten a cooler color.
Why?
Because I got the all black one, and it's nice. It fits my setup perfectly. But like, I'm looking at the other colors, and they're actually really fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Let's see.
Like the white and cyan is the one that I probably would have.
That one looks pretty dope. That one looks really.
It's real clean, you know.
Yeah, really clean. Really clean. Yeah.
So like, there's a lot of cool colorways for this. So if you're gonna get this chair, I recommend one of those. Like those look really cool. Like the all black one that I have, it's nice, but I see the other ones now, and I'm like, man, I should have gone with a better option.
Yeah, the white one is
the white one's really nice.
Fire, yeah, really cool, man.
No, but just all in all, $499, not a bad purchase.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, that's good. And shout out to DX Racer, thank you so much for sending us a review unit of the chair, and hopefully we get more of these now in the future so we could talk about it on the show, man.
Hey, I love trying out chairs.
All right.
Awesome. Keep sending them.
Yeah. All right, but thanks a lot, guys, and we'll be right back after this.
This is Gamer Tag Radio.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Gamer Tag Radio episode 1212. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next time. Send us your thoughts, all that good stuff. I would love to hear your thoughts about the show. And make sure to post on Discord. It's very active over there. And hopefully we'll read some of your comments on a future episode of GTR. We'll see. All right, until next time, I'm out. Take care. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.